Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, tell somebody to pull up Gregory's story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and now let's talk G Money sports. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, we're talking Major League Baseball. We're in the second half of the baseball season, and we're getting ready for the playoffs, which will happen in the month of October. And the teams are jockeying for position to qualify for the playoffs. So right now, the standing for the American League is as follows. It's the Houston Astros in first place. The New York Yankees are in second place. The Seattle Mariners are in third place. And the Toronto Blue Jays are in fourth place. And the Cleveland Guardians are in fifth place. And that's the standing of the American League right now as they're getting ready to qualify for the playoffs in October. Now, let's talk about the National League. The National League is lined up as follows. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Atlanta Braves are in third place. The San Diego Padres are in fourth place. And the Philadelphia Phillies are in fifth place. And that's the standing of the National League as we are jockeying for position and getting ready for the playoffs that will be here in September and October. So that's G Money Sports Report right now today as of August 18th, 2022. All right. Now, let's play some music before we take a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play some music, and then we'll get back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
Where we going, dog?
See, we're going to go to Planet Snoopiter where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopiter? Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go!
Oh!
Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini-me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen.
Never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind.
Ball.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Ball.
I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happens?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz.
I love liquor and sex.
Sex.
Booty and breasts.
Breath.
A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer.
Big subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite Too Short song is in those jeans.
Check that out.
Shake it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face y'all. I got it, get what you want. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Motherfucking word.
Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer. Big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK. If these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, for we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer.
train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And, I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard.
by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of short stories for you. There were 3 men that were stranded on a desert island. And one man looked out in the ocean and saw a bottle bobbing up and down in the water. So he swam out to retrieve the bottle, and he walked back on shore, and he was wiping the bottle off, and the genie came out. And the genie said, "For rescuing me from the bottle, I'll give you 3 wishes." And the man said, "Okay. I want to go back to my house, and I want to have a brand new house, and I want to have a brand new car." And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. Then the genie walked over to the other 2 men, and one of them said, "Okay, my turn. He said, "I want to have a brand new house. I want to have 2 brand new cars. And I want to have a house with all of my kids at my house." And the genie snapped his fingers, and that man was gone. So now it was just one man left. And the genie asked him what he would like to wish for. And the man said, "I really don't know what I want to wish for. I hadn't really thought about any wishes." So the genie said, "Okay, take your time. We got time. I'm going to be here until you come up with your 3rd wish. So take your time." And the man said, "All right." So he walked around the island, and he was thinking. And the genie was walking behind him. And every so often, the genie would ask him, "Hey, have you thought about a wish that you want to wish for?" And the man said, "Nah, I'm thinking of stuff, but I haven't come up with a wish yet." And the genie said, "Okay, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. You have 1 wish left." And the man was walking around, and the genie was walking behind him as the man was walking all around the island. And a couple of days later, the genie said, "Well, do you have a wish?" And the man said, "No, I can't think of anything that I want to wish for." And the genie said, "Oh, well, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. I was just asking if you had a wish. And since you don't, it's all right. Just take your time. And when you come up with a wish, then I'll grant you your wish, because you have 1 wish left." And the man was like, "Okay, I don't really know what I want to wish for." So the man was walking around the island, and then he thought about it. He said, "Man, I really miss all of my friends here. I kind of wish they were back here again." And the genie said, "Snap, that's your 3rd wish." And all of the men were back on the island all together again. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a girl that was living in a five-story apartment complex, and she decided that she wanted to go on the roof and sunbathe so she could get a suntan. So she walked up to the roof, and she laid a blanket out on the roof, and she undressed down to her bare skin. She was wearing her birthday suit, and she laid out on the blanket, and she went to sleep. And while she was sleeping, she rolled off of the roof, and she started falling to the ground. And she was screaming and hollering as she was falling to the ground. And the man on the fifth floor walked out on his balcony, and he caught the girl as she was falling to the ground. And he saw that she was naked, and he said, "Oh, baby, will you give me some head? Will you suck my dick for me?" And she said, "No." And so he dropped her over the side of the patio, and she started screaming as she was falling. And somebody on the fourth floor caught her as he was standing on his balcony. He caught her, and he saw that she was naked, and he said, "Baby, can we have sex?" And she said, "No." And then he dropped her over the side of the building. And a man was standing on the third floor of his building, and he caught the girl, and he saw that she was naked, and he looked at her, and he was holding her, and she said, "I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll give you head. I'll have sex with you. I'll do whatever you want to do." And he said, "Oh, you're a tramp. You're a whore. Oh, no." And he threw her off of the building, and she went all the way to the ground and hit the ground and died. And the moral of the story is, if you give up a little booty, it may save your life. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, you know, I was walking down the street in New York, and I walked into a restaurant, and there was a lion, a duck, and a chicken sitting at a booth. And I was like, "Wow, how are they sitting on the booth together?" And a white waitress walked over and asked them if they wanted to order. And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then she went to the duck, and the duck said, "I'll have a cheese sandwich." And then she went to the chicken, and the chicken said, "I'll have a cheese and ham grilled cheese sandwich." And so the waitress said, "Okay." And then she went back to the lion and said, "Are you sure you don't want something to eat?" And the duck said, hey, waitress, stay in your lane. We already ordered what we were going to order. Do you think if he was hungry, we would be here?" I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Let's play some music now, DJ, and we'll be back to the show in a minute. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, "All right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money." So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk,
And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Westside. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We connecting, y'all. West, y'all. You probably never gon' see life. You never had a from the hood with that D like. California, baby, so you know just what we like. Walk that, talk that, G like. Truck full of gas, usually in my backpack. Run up on the dog and I rat that, 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 that. Seven deuce to freeze, the paint job beat. Cruising through the city with your mama or your niece. On the east side, we ride the most. Kick and roll, then we slide the post. Stay fly, but drive with toast. You better recognize Jeremiah and T.I. We collectivize, rectify, outstanding. Premeditated, never reprimanded. In a mask looking like a bandit. Jetting in my jet to another planet. That's how I planned it. Off we go.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big scratch. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
Green, purple like that purple. Before I start rapping, MCs look like purple. With funny ass haircuts and tight ass clothes. No six clothes, the game was exposed. I had to come through like Darth Vader with Activator. In all black, a nigga act like the waiters. Now you know why I rap like Pro Fly. Cause I'm a C-A-L-I-B-O-Y. So fly, I do this shit, pro fly. Don't lie, a nigga is a soldier. I told ya, this right hand will fold ya. This California Cobra ain't never ever sober. No Testarossa, West Coast or Nostra. Black and brown stay down like we supposed to. It's the governor, laugh now, cry later. If I ran, bitch, I could be swimming under.
West, y'all.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big scratch. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
With a real Mac, bitch, get back. In the limo, checked in the suite, yeah. Made a few calls, it's time to go.
Time to go.
Bust a few rhymes at the studio. No, I don't do it for the love of it.
Okay.
I love it, but I do it for the love I get.
Okay.
Big checks, you think the sex is next. When I left the studio, had to go do a show for the 10 with the triple zeros.
I'm a real with my, get rid of that clown, get rid of factor. Probably don't count, he a lame, he don't matter. Shining like the Big Dipper, going like a star. Licking up the pile, pulling up in my car.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come on.
You fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back. Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come on.
You fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. We have
have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories.
It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I recorded for the listening audience. It's a story about a time in my life, and I'd like to share it with the listeners right at this time. So sit back, put your feet up, put your hands back, and get you a cold drink and get you something to snack on so that you can enjoy this story. So it's educational, it's entertaining, and it'd be inspirational for the listeners. So listen to my story, and we'll be back with some more music in a minute.
All right, I was playing on my fraternity team. We played every summer at Darby Park, where all the fraternities got together and they played in a league where all the teams played each other. Well, this summer was my first summer home from college. And like I told you, I was a ball player. So when I found out they had a softball team, I was down to play on the team, even though playing softball ain't like playing real baseball, because they have underhand pitching on softball. You know, it's a lot slower than throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. So I was batting left-handed because I didn't want to mess up my right-handed swing. I didn't want to mess up my timing to be hitting right-handed. So I was hitting left-handed, and I was getting some hits. I was scoring some runs for my team. We were winning. And plus, since I'm a baseball player, I started. They put me in center field. And I'm like, yeah, I'll play center field. I run everything down in the outfield because I'm a ball player. And center field is where I started when I was a little kid. I played the outfield. My daddy taught me how to catch fly balls. He taught me how to judge fly balls. He taught me how to catch ground balls. So playing outfield was real natural for me. And I was playing center field. And as I tell you, nothing drops that's hit in the air. I catch everything. Everything in the outfield. That's what I do. Because I'm a ball player. I play that game. I'm a baseball player for real. So we were in the game, and we had been undefeated all season. The whole summer we played, and we were undefeated. And we were playing the last game of the season against Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And they were last year's champions. So they just knew they were going to beat us one game this season, but they hadn't beat us yet. So they get to the point where they get two men on base. They have a man on first base and a man on second base with nobody else. And they think they're going to score one of the two people on base, and they're going to tie the game up. And then if they score another person, they're going to go ahead, and they think they're going to win. Well, they get a guy up to bat, and he hits a shot. Oh, man, it's deep. It goes deep, and I'm running on it. It's going over my head, but I'm running. I turn and I run on it, and I'm like, I got to get there. I got to catch it. It can't drop in my outfield. Nothing drops in the outfield. Nothing has dropped
that went in the outfield. And I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. And the ball is traveling. It's traveling. It goes way over my head. But I'm running because it still hasn't started to drop. It's still flying. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to get there. And all of a sudden, the ball starts to come down. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, okay, I got to get there. I got to get there. Because nothing drops in my outfield. I'm the center fielder. Nothing drops in my outfield. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm watching the ball. I'm watching the ball the whole way. And it starts to come down. And it's coming down. And I'm like, oh, it's going to go over my head. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to the ball. And I say, well, I could jump and catch the ball at its highest point. That's kind of like what you do in basketball. You catch the ball at the highest point, and then you bring it down. Well, I'm running, and I'm thinking, okay, the ball's going over my head, so I got to jump up and catch it. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jump up and catch the ball. I got to catch it. And the ball goes over my head, and it's still sailing. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. Oh, it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run it down and throw the ball into the infield. Well, I know they got two men on base, and both of the men are running because they think this guy is getting ready to hit an in-the-park home run. So they think the ball is going to drop and it's going to run, and the runners are already running. The second base guy is running to third, and he's on his way to home plate. And the guy on first base is rounding second, and he's going to third. But I'm still running for the ball. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head. And I'm running for the ball, and I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. This ball can't drop because nothing drops in my outfield. I run everything down. And I can't let this drop. And nobody scores on me in the outfield. That just doesn't happen. So I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm looking for this ball. And I got my eyes on the ball, and I'm watching it, and it's going over my head. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. It's going to hit the ground. So I got to chase it down. It's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run after it, and then I'm going to have to get it and throw it back into the infield, and hopefully we can get one or two of the guys out at the plate. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm running after the ball, and I say, well, maybe I can jump and catch it at the highest point, but the ball goes over my head, and I know if I jump, I'm not going to get it, and I'm going to fall down, and I got to jump up and run and catch the ball because it's going to be bouncing away, and I can't get there. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield, and out of nowhere, my frat, my fans, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? And he came all the way from left field, and he ran the ball down. I started in center field, and he outran me to the ball. And he caught the ball,
So when he caught it, he flipped it to me, and I turned around and threw a shot. Now, the runners that were running from first base and second base had already scored. At least he thought he did. The first baseman was running around third base on his way to score. At least they thought they were. But when I caught them, when my cat, Brother Love, Willis Colbert, when the cat man caught the ball, oh, man, everybody was hollering, go back, go back, because they got to go back to the original base they were at, because they left before the ball was caught. So they got to run all the way back to the first base that they started at. So the guys have to get back in the baseline, and they run down third, and then he runs to second, and he got to run all the way to first base. And the other guy got to run down to third, and he got to run to second base. But when I get the ball, I shoot a shot, and I hit second base butt man right in the chest. He tags second base, and he throws the ball to first base, and we get a triple play. We get a triple play, which doesn't really happen in baseball a lot. But it happened that day, and we got a triple play, and the game was over, and we finished the season. Phi Beta Sigma was on top as an undefeated team for that year, and we won the championship, and we got the jacket, the softball champions, 1982. And I was on the team. That's the only year I played. I didn't play any year after that because I'm a baseball player. So I went out and started playing baseball. And that's what I did. I played at the park with an adult team, and I was playing left field. And somebody got up and hit a fly ball straight up in the air. They popped it up. And everybody was looking in the air, but nobody could see the ball. And I'm looking up, and I don't know where the ball is. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't find the ball. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm asking everybody, where's the ball? Where's the ball? Shortstop doesn't know where the ball is. The third baseman doesn't know where the ball is. I'm asking the center fielder where the ball is, and he doesn't know. And they're looking for the ball, and I'm looking up, and I don't see the ball because the ball is blending in the white cloud, and I don't see the ball at all. And then at the last minute, I caught the ball when it was coming down, and I sprinted. Well, I ran up, and I caught the ball. Bam! Caught it before it hit the ground. And everybody was like, damn, Gene, that was a hell of a catch. And I'm like, the shortstop should have caught that ball. It was only 5 feet behind him. Or the third baseman should have caught the ball. I had to run all the way to the infield to catch the ball. But I made the catch, and I saved the game that day. So that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Culture.
Millie off the flow, now it's time to reinvent it. I'm the soldier and lieutenant, I'm the owner and the vendor. Yeah, the angel and the sinner, main course and a dinner. Mike Glove with the glitter, doing deals on the shitter. You won't find a nigga gorilla, you can look around the globe. Shit get hot up in the kitchen, so don't stand around the stove. I'm from Long Beach, nigga, I ain't hang out at the Grove. I was hustling with them hustlers, getting payouts from the blow. Blue chucks on the soles of the foot of a man. Niggas talking about getting money, but how good is the plan? Middle finger to the law, one foot in the sand. Ran this motherfucking town and about to do it again. All this shit these niggas talking, I can smell they whisper. Y'all get hot, they're not, but me, I remain a fixture. How I walk and how I talk and take the scripture. Right before I left this thing, this picture, nigga, I'ma claim this with you.
Dog head bitch.
I'm her mentor and her therapist. A gateway to a place she would never get. No way to see it without me. If I teach her the game, I'ma charge her a fee. Where we going, dog?
See, we're gonna go to Planet Snoopiter where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopiter? Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go!
Yeah, oh.
We have a store, gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be.
you can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here with your Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, we're playing some music now before the end of today's show. It's Thursday, August 18th, and we're about to shut it down. But I want to play a couple of songs by Nipsey Hussle, or we can play a couple of songs by the Eastsiders. That's right. We want to do something different before we get out of here. So DJ Papa D, can you play Eastsiders? Or can you play a song or two from Nipsey Hussle? And then we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
Make sure that you get on.
Yeah. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, that's Eastsiders banging with Snoop Dogg doing it like that. Okay, how about a cut from Nipsey Hussle? What you say, DJ? You got Nipsey Hussle on your album list. Can you play a song from Nipsey? Let's rock and roll till the show goes off, because that's how we do it on G-Money Story, on Gregory's Story. And we'll be back for more of the show.
Hustle was my last name. Y'all can stay bummy, y'all can chase pussy, but I'ma chase money. You only live once, and niggas die young. You live by the bullet, you gon' die by the gun. I'm coming off the trunks, when niggas hate your guts. They see you riding high, they wanna set you up. They probably jealous of it, never get enough. They say money ain't the root of all evil, nigga, what? Looking through my eyes, you tell me what you see. I've been on the grind since the age of 14. Started with a quarter, bought my first bucket, bought my first gun. Said fuck it, then I bust it. It ain't the ones I fucked off, it's the ones I fuck with. Ain't the ones I trap treat, it's the ones I trust in. Jealous in your envy, see it all around me. Looking for the hustle on the block is where they found me. Hustle is my last name. Demeanor, gold Cuban links, bulletproof beamers, duffel bag money, I ain't never had a visa, and if sports was hip-hop, I'd be ballin' all season, cops can't stop us, Rolex watches, homes foreclosed when the po-po's caught us, county jail, state pen time, it's nothing, bounce back now, I'm about to take rap top honors. Hustle was my last name. The block roll before they start patrolling. I know it, they watching us, binoculars and scoping. Bumping up the smokers, trying to ask me what I sold it. My mind state, money over everything underneath the sun. And death out the barrel of my gun, go bang. Don't ask me why I gang bang, no thing. It's easy, believe me, the choppers, they need me. Got paid, they celebrate, they know that my calories were way too heavy to stop. I'm on the block, I'm chopping down ounces, halves, sevens, boulders, dimes, nicks, whatever. I'm going forever, I'm never gonna stop it. So don't holler at me unless money is the topic.
What's up, Los Angeles and everybody around the world? That's DJ Papa D playing it like that. Hustle was my last name. Nipsey Hussle on the ones and twos and on the wheels of steel. Okay, DJ, before we do the birthdays, I just want to remind you that I'm almost out of my superfood. So I need my nutritional pills because I'm down to 5, I think. So I want to remind you that I need a refill. So now let's talk about the birthdays. Happy birthday to the people that are born on the 18th of August, 2022. So, do we have any fans, friends that are born on the 18th of August that we can celebrate their birthdays today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, we have a couple of birthdays today on August 18th, 2022. Let's see how many Lions have a birthday today. Happy birthday to Sonia Dodie Adams, who's 51 years old today. Happy birthday to Cy Queen Owl Reese, who is an AKA. Happy birthday to Halbert Thomas, 58 years old today. Happy birthday to Lori Johnson Brown. Happy birthday to Rashida Biles, 39 years old today. Happy birthday, Lee Tuckson, who is a cube. Happy birthday, A.P. Raheem Terrain. Happy birthday to Ronald Jamal Demille Davis, who's 33 years old today. Happy birthday to James Royster, who is 55 years old today, and he's also a cube. Happy birthday to Shay Means, 42 years old today. Happy birthday to Belle Monique. Happy birthday to Xavier Wright, who's a Sigma. And he's 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Alicia Cobb, who is 39 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Andrew Jackson, who's 38 years old today. So happy birthday to all of your fans and all of your Lions, all of my Lions, whose birthday is today, August 18th, 2022.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world as we celebrate all of the birthdays that are celebrating their birthdays today on August 18th. I think we're about the end of the Lions total. I think they'll be over about the 21st of the month. So we want to give them their shout-out so that they can have their last little bit of glory before their day is done. But I want to wish them happy birthday anyway, because they are the leaders in the world we live in. That's how they look at it anyway. All right, so I want to wish them God's grace and God's good blessings, and may they have many, many, many happy days ahead of them. All right, well, I want to wish them happy birthday, so I have my birthday song that I'm going to sing for them, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, and may you have many, many more. Happy birthday, how old are you today? Happy birthday, and may you have many, many more. Happy birthday. May God's grace bless you with many, many more. Happy birthday to all the Lions that are around the world. Happy birthday to all the Lions that are around the world. Yes, happy birthday today. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you
receive the graciousness and glory that God blesses you with in your lifetime. And may I see you on the other side, because it's a good day today, and it'll be a better day tomorrow. So we're going to go in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world after, and we'll be in everlasting glory as we believe in the following of God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit. As we bless, they bless us in everlasting glory. All right. Well, happy birthday. And we'll be back on the show tomorrow. It'll be Friday, and it'll be the last day of the week. So we're going to go out with a big bang tomorrow. So tell all your friends to listen to the radio show, because it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. We got some big-time interesting plans for tomorrow's radio show. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may you have an everlasting life many, many days in this world. So for me to say arrivederci, hasta la vista, Oma, Sayama, all of that good stuff to my friends and my fans and all the frats and the sores out there. I want to say I'll see you on the flip side tomorrow. It'll be Friday, and it'll be a good day to listen to my radio show. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible and says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.